Seamus Toomey joins us. And a lot of people around here got some strange texts yesterday. And this was about voting, wasn't it, Seamus? What was that all about?
Yeah, that's right, Bob. Good morning. I didn't get one of these texts, but we heard from lots of people who did. And if you're anything like me, most text messages sort of annoy me. Makes you stop everything and figure out. And if it's someone you know, great. If it's a list you signed up for, fine. But what these were, they were coming from some sort of nebulous company that was saying, for example, hey, Bob, you have not voted yet. You know, time to go vote. But it would show a photo of your house from Google Maps or a map of an overhead map showing your house and the nearest polling place. And for a lot of people, it just left them extremely unsettled. Like, how do people have all this information? Mm-hmm. Some of them were saying, well, I have voted by mail. Did they not know? Did they not get it? Do I need to go out? But it was, you know, they were very sort of like spammy in nature. So we've been trying to trace back exactly who's sending them out. One of the senders who answered the call, a phone call when we asked, they said they were from this company that does not appear to really exist. They've got a semi-set up website. So not clear who's benefiting from this. It wasn't endorsing a certain candidate or not, but if you got one of those yesterday, you are not alone. There's apparently hundreds or thousands of them went out, and yes, and we're trying to get to the bottom of who knows where you live.
Yeah, scary that they have a picture of your house. The messages definitely didn't come from the Chicago Board of Election Commissioners, right?
Yeah, exactly. They said they've got nothing to do with that. It could just be some group trying to encourage democracy, but they're doing it by freaking people out and, and annoying people.
Yeah. In Uptown, a business coming into that neighborhood is hoping someone is going to take a piece of neighborhood history off their hands. Tell us about this.
Right. This is sort of the goofy story of the morning, but there's a place in Uptown that had operated for over 50 years. It was called Godfather's Famous Pizza. It was on Wilson Avenue, really fun local place. And they have this enormous pizza oven inside that if you go to old school pizza places, you'd recognize the style. It's a sort of a Ferris wheel where it goes around and around and around. You can get 30 pizzas at once. An old school, it's called a Fald's oven. Well, anyway, Godfather's Pizza closed down a couple years ago. It's been bought out. It's being turned into the Uptown Tap Room, and they don't know what to do with this enormous pizza oven. They could obviously disassemble it and scrap it, but it is vintage. It is extremely valuable. I think people all over the country look for these for spare parts or to set up their own old school oven. So the owner, Andrew Pillman, has a unique offer. Take my oven, please. Just come in here. You can have it. He won't charge. He won't. If you try to pay him, he'll donate it to charity. He wants to find a good home for it. We have pictures of it on our website, and it's absolutely enormous. It's probably, 10 feet by 10 feet, thousands of pounds. So, you need a strong back and at least some sort of truck. you could have a piece of Uptown history. People loved Godfather's Pizza, and you got to imagine with the 50-plus years of pizzas cooked in there, it's got to have a little bit of character and some flavor.
Yeah, and you got to also have a lot of friends and relatives. You're going to put that oven in your house and cook up some food for everybody at a party. 1265 West Wilson is where you can see it, I guess, or go to blockclubchicago.org. Keep us posted on that one, Seamus. Thank you.
Will do, Bob. Thank you.